Hi, everyone, and welcome to Maine Thrive Voices. I'm Sandy Smith, and today we're talking with Brad Libby from Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation here in Bangor Brewer. A lot of people hear the words physical therapy and immediately think injury recovery, but there's actually a lot more to it than that. From helping people to stay active and mobile, to sports rehab, pain management, and improving the overall quality of life, physical therapy can play a major role and keeping people moving and free and feeling their best. Brad and his team have been helping people throughout our region for years. And today we're going to talk a little bit about what they do, who they help, and some of the common misconceptions people have about physical therapy. Brad, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
I'm going to jump right in. Is that okay?
Absolutely.
All right. So Brad, tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got started in physical therapy.
Well, I grew up in Brewer, Maine, so I didn't venture too far. Stayed right in the area. After high school, I attended Husson University, where I majored in physical therapy. I graduated in 2011 with my undergrad in kinesiology and a minor in psychology, and then graduated with my doctorate in physical therapy in 2013.
So you're a DPT.
I am a DPT. Yep. So, doctorate of physical therapy, they changed. So now all physical therapists have to have their doctorate. That changed somewhere 2010, 2011. It used to be master's. Before that was bachelor's. And they're all grandfathered in. But now new graduates all have to have their doctorate of physical therapy.
So tell me, what inspired you to focus on helping people recover from injuries and regain their mobility?
Yeah, so growing up, I was always into sports. Basketball was my big sport, but I played three sports. And luckily, myself never suffered any major injuries. But I saw firsthand what injuries really did to people. And it affects everything. So, you know, my background's athletics growing up, but injuries, they stopped doing what they love, stopped playing what they, what helped them as they grew up. And so I knew I always wanted to do something around sports or around being active. And in high school, I went out and shadowed a bunch of different jobs and really fell in love with physical therapy. And it opened my eyes to such a broader span of, you know, it's physical therapy is not just for athletes. It's for everyone, whether you're, you know, a child, pediatrics, all the way up to geriatrics.
Wow. Yeah, that's amazing. Tell me, what is performance physical therapy and sports rehab, and what makes your approach different?
So we're built, you know, I think we're built a little different than other practices. You know, my biggest goal is and philosophy is that patients deserve individualized care. So one thing that we do a little different at performance physical therapy is that you're always with a therapist, whether it's a doctor of physical therapy or a PT assistant. We don't employ techs because, you know, we believe and we don't see people at multiple times because we believe that each patient deserves that individualized care. You know, another thing that really my goal was when I started physical therapy is that I wanted an environment that was welcoming. People's lives are busy. You know, they're running from place to place to place, and appointments sometimes can just be a nuisance. So my goal was to really develop an environment that was laid back, that we could have fun. You know, we kind of become a family, yet we're still getting the patient better and getting them to where they need to be. Our focus is helping people move better, feel stronger, and get back to, you know, all the functional activities that they love that makes their life so enjoyable.
I'm pretty sure that your patients would appreciate all that. They must.
They do, you know, and you know, I think we see a reflection in that with our patients is that we have really low cancellation rates. You know, cancellations happen. People have things that come up in life, but we have low cancellations rates. And the thing that really makes me happy is that when we discharge a patient because we've gotten them to where they are, they always stop back in and visit. You know, we really do develop kind of a family with these patients. We see them, you know, two times a week, three times a week, depending on what their injuries are. And we get to know them. We get to know about their families. We get to know about their jobs. And it's a really rewarding profession on my end to get them back to doing what they love but also being able to connect with so many people in the community.
That's awesome. Well, Brad, tell me, what are some of the most common injuries or issues you help people recover from?
Yeah, we see, so our designation is an outpatient clinic. We see a lot of orthopedics, whether that being low back pain, neck pain, shoulder injuries, rotator cuff surgeries, knee pain, knee surgeries, ankles, athletic injuries. But we also see some things that people might not think is for physical therapy. Vertigo is a big one that we treat. Dizziness in patients, balance deficits. We treat a lot of TMJ, so jaw pain. One thing that we try and do too is just educate people on you don't have to live with this pain just because you think, there's nobody out there to help you. Call around, talk to your doctor, call a physical therapist's office, because I guarantee a little bit of research and you'll be able to find, a physical therapist that can help you get back to a pain-free lifestyle.
Wow, I had no idea that you covered all of that. That's interesting. Well, here's one that since you're into athletics and you work with a lot of athletes, when should someone seek physical therapy instead of trying to push through the pain? You know, athletes tend to do that, don't they, Brad?
They do, and I think that's a big mistake that sometimes people make is, pain is your body's way of getting your attention, letting you know that something's going wrong, and it's never too early to seek advice. One thing that we do is, my email's on our website. We have a website inquiry, so people can always reach out and say, is this something that I kind of need to be seen for, or is it something that I can that will over time get better? Not every ache and pain requires treatment from a physical therapist. But if things are getting worse, if they're lingering, if it's affecting your daily life, so if you're a runner and you're not able to run, if you're waking up in the night because of pain, if you're having to constantly shift your position, whether you're sitting or whether you're standing, those are times that it's really time to seek some advice, maybe seek some treatment, because the earlier you can get treatment, usually the faster your recovery is.
That's good advice. What are some of the biggest mistakes people make during recovery, Brad?
So that kind of goes in with that last question. One of the biggest mistakes that we see is people waiting too long, right? Something that may have been a minor fix, they know they hurt themselves, but they waited months upon months to seek treatment because they just think it's going to get better on their own, complicates sometimes the recovery process. Just because the body's natural way to protect is it tightens up, it compensates, and then we start getting other joints involved or some other areas that may not have been affected that now are affected because they were trying to compensate for the original injury. Other mistakes that we see sometimes is doing too much too soon. Whether it's an injury or a strain or post-surgical, the guidance of a physical therapist or a medical professional will help, set those boundaries of when you can return to certain activities without being detrimental to what you're rehabbing.
That's pretty neat. So another thing that's kind of been on my mind is, and I think a lot of people would wonder about this, what's the difference between what you do as a physical therapist and a chiropractor?
That's a great question, and I think there's a false pretense out there, a false notion that chiropractors and physical therapists don't like each other, which is completely false. I work really closely with quite a few chiropractors in the area, and my approach from a physical therapy standpoint, and I know a lot of chiropractors and other medical professionals out there is the same, is the more we can do to benefit the patient is better from different lenses, multidisciplinary approach. As physical therapists, we focus heavily on the movement and the mechanics of joints and muscles, strength, mobility, stability, and improving the long-term functional like aspects of your body. We do a lot of hands-on therapy, manual therapy, corrective exercises, mobility work, balance training, and then just a lot of education on body mechanics and what people can do in the future to whether it prevent exercise or continue their progress. Chiropractors do some of the same stuff, but their emphasis is really on from my aspect, is spinal manipulation and alignment-based treatment. So, they're trying to make sure that everything in the body is aligned, and then where the physical therapist then will strengthen and stabilize and really help to make sure your muscles and tendons and ligaments are strong enough to keep that body in alignment. We do some corrective techniques for alignment. I don't personally do any high velocity stuff, which a lot of chiropractors will do. We use more of a muscle energy technique. But I educate patients all the time on, you have a chiropractor, great. Like, don't stop seeing them. Let's work together. Let go to them and get your manipulation and get back into alignment, and then come to us and we'll educate you and we'll work with you on strengthening and stabilization techniques so that you don't have to continue to go to the chiropractor all the time.
I think that's going to be really helpful to the listeners to understand that, because I know I've heard from people before, Brad, that that's something they really don't understand. So, thank you.
You're very welcome.
What advice would you give to runners, athletes, or active adults looking to avoid injuries?
Yeah, the biggest one is stretch. Stretching is one of those things that I would say 90% of the population does not enjoy to do, myself included. We don't see a whole lot of, the human nature is we like instant gratification. So, I'll use runners for an instance. They start running and they can only do a half a mile, and then they can do a mile, and then they're up to 3 miles. And so they're seeing the gains of running pretty quickly, where stretching is a long, drawn out, uncomfortable, painful exercises that we don't always see quick gains. And so we stop doing it. But it's a very important thing. Your muscles needs to be your body needs to be flexible to help prevent pulling and strains and things like that. I would say strength training, light resistance training, keeping the muscles strong, the joints strong, increasing your training gradually. If you haven't been exercising, if you haven't been mobile, like, don't start at 100%. Start slow, incrementally increase your training program. Sometimes we see a lot of times, people want to get exercising and they'll start, full force, and then they'll get injured, and then that kind of deteriorates them and deters them from ever exercising again. So, really increasing gradually so that we keep the body safe. Sleep and nutrition are big ones. Staying hydrated is a big one. Warming up and cooling down pre and post exercise, or being active are all really big keys to staying healthy. And then the last one would be just, listening to your body. If things are achy, if things are sore, it's not, you don't have to push through stuff. Give your body needs rest. Give it a little rest so that we don't get overuse injuries. Seek treatment when you need treatment. But listen to your body. And I know people love doing these activities, but sometimes if we don't seek the treatment and we continue to do it, injuries just get worse.
And as you were explaining all that, I was thinking of older people, not necessarily so much runners and athletes, but just active older people, kind of trying to enjoy life, and all of a sudden something goes wrong. Do you see a lot of people that way?
I absolutely do. And my philosophy a little bit changes too from maybe other physical therapists or other people in the medical world. Is like, I don't like shutting people down. So, I think a lot of athletes might be scared to come and seek treatment because they're worried that the medical professional is going to be like, yep, you got to stop playing basketball. We got to rehab you for 8 weeks, and then we'll try and get you back into it, which sometimes is the case if this tears or things like that. But my philosophy is, I was an athlete. I knew it. I didn't want to seek treatment either at that time because I didn't want to stop playing. I didn't want to lose my starting job. I didn't want to, miss practice. I didn't want to let my teammates down. So, I have a little bit of a philosophy is, obviously we don't want to put patients at risk, but I also don't want to shut them down unless it's absolutely necessary. So, we might adapt some practices, or we might adapt some activities, but continuing to keep them active so that they continue to heal, but also continue to progress in their practices or whatever activity they're doing.
That's awesome. So, is there a recovery success story or a patient experience that has really stayed with you over the years?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot. Like I said earlier, I'm fortunate that this is an extremely rewarding job. I enjoy going to work every day to help people feel better, and getting them back to what they love to do. Every patient's a little different, but at the end of the day, they're all the same because we get to return them to doing what they're passionate about. A couple maybe that stand out is actually way back when. I mean, I've been at this for 13 years now. So there's a lot of really good success stories, but one that I that stands out is I had a middle-aged gentleman that ended up, rupturing one of his quad tendons, hurt his knee, and had surgery for it. Hadn't started physical therapy yet. Was at home getting some home care and stuff, and ended up tearing his other knee. So both knees were torn, quad tendons ruptured. Ended up having to have and had retore the other one. So ended up having both surgeries done again. A lot of PTSD went along with that. So he was extremely anxious with physical therapy, and we spent a lot of time together, and just seeing his progression through, and he returned to a full active lifestyle, running, climbing up ladders, all that stuff. So taking him from really, the bottom, the pits of where he was, both emotionally, mentally, physically, and then getting him back to, 100%, is what makes my job awesome. Another one, I also treat some pediatrics. So I had a patient, that had some genetic disorders, that was told, his parents were told he would never walk. And, with a lot of work, we got it in that he would never crawl. And with a lot of work, we've got him crawling, we've got him standing, and we've got him walking with a walker.
That's amazing. That is truly amazing. That's good on you.
Yeah,
Hey,
it's, those are just a few. Like I said, there's a bunch of them, but it's, and unfortunately, not all stories are successful. We do have some that don't always go as planned. But it's again then working with those patients to educate them on lifestyle changes so that they can still have the best life that they can and the best quality that they can.
very good. All right. So if listeners remember just one thing from today's conversation, Brad, what would you want it to be?
I would say don't be scared to seek help. The body's meant to move. It's designed to move, and most people are capable of recovery. So, just because you may not have had success in the past, or just because someone told you that you won't recover, don't give up. There's many different ideologies out there and ways of thinking and ways of treatment. So, don't take no for an answer as far as your recovery goes. Pain and injury don't automatically mean you have to stop doing the things you love. There's ways to improve your quality of life with guidance, consistency, and you just gotta seek it out, get the right fit with a physical therapist, and ultimately listen to your body so that you can live the best active lifestyle you can.
Wow, Brad, I think you've given us some really great stuff today. For anybody who may be a listener and wants to contact you, what's the best way for them to reach out, connect with your team, and learn about your
Yeah,
services?
we're on we have a website, performancephysicaltherapy.org. On the website is our office numbers. My email's on there. We also have a pl inquiry place where you can fill out the information. It'll send us an email and we can contact you. We have a Facebook page, Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, where we post information, post stuff about us. So reach out through there. Ultimately, my biggest thing is even if you don't reach out to performance physical therapy, if you're in pain, if you're having troubles being active, reach out to somebody. We're a big community of in the area. We're tight knit. We like to help each other. I think, this day and age, I'll kind of leave you guys with this point is, I think this time, there's a bad rap around the medical field, as far as whether it's being driven by insurance companies and lack of coverages, or how busy primary care offices are or how long it gets to take into to get into specialists, but you know, we're here because we want to help you. And so I plead with people in the public that if they are injured, if they're having pains, if they're having things like that, don't let it affect your life. Don't let it affect you being active. Seek the help. Talk with a physical therapist, talk with a chiropractor, whoever it may be, so that you guys can get back out there and get active and love life and doing what you guys like to do.
That's awesome. Hey, I think this went really, really well, Brad.
I think it was wonderful. I appreciate you having me.